Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Vermont has a way of attracting creative individuals. Rudyard Kipling, Pearl S. Buck, and Norman Rockwell quickly come to mind. How about Tom Baudet, Felicity Huffman, and William H. Macy? Julia Clancy, a food writer for 7 Days, is here to tell us about a star in the culinary world who couldn't resist Vermont's pull. Julia, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks.
Kara Chigazola-Tobin is the chef we're talking about today. Tell us about her background.
Kara Chigazola-Tobin was the chef de cuisine at Oleana Restaurant in Boston for 6 years. And I'm from Boston. I grew up 6 or 7 miles from Oleana. So I was really psyched to hear that she moved to Vergennes recently. We met through a mutual friend. And I grew up looking at Oleana kind of as the institution, the culmination of how I love to eat and how I would potentially love to cook. So as a 14-year-old, I mean, this is before I went to cooking school and started working in restaurants and cooking professionally. But I still looked up to that restaurant, just itching to get inside, itching to eat, itching to be in the kitchen. So it's a cuisine that always fascinated me, and I'm really excited to have that chef up here.
Well, why are you a fan of her work?
The food, for one, is beautiful. So it's Eastern Mediterranean food, and it's inspired by places like Egypt, Syria, Istanbul, and it dips into influences from southern Italy, a bit of Spain, Greece, Morocco. So it's a beautiful color pamphlet. There's spices like sumac, marash pepper, tahini. It's a beautiful flavor palette and combination that's going on in this style of cuisine. There's a lot of cooked foods that are accompanied by fresh ingredients, a lot of herbs, preserved lemon, a lot of color. So that's something that excites me because that's how I like to cook, and it utilizes a lot of local ingredients as well. And Kara said herself that Vermont's kind of this candy land of local ingredients. She was telling me that you cross the Vermont border, you go from Massachusetts into this state, and it's like entering a secret society of awesome farmers and producers. And that's something I can connect with because I just moved here about 2 years ago now, and I'm still finding out all these amazing gems in the secret society of Vermont products.
You were supposed to go to Oleana for your 21st birthday.
I was. When I was 15 years old, my mom told me, because she knew I loved Oleana, that she would take me for my 21st birthday. And actually, I just went last weekend to Oleana for the first time, for my 25th birthday. I was a little late, but it was well worth the wait. We ate very well.
What did draw Kara to Vermont?
So Kara spent her teens in Hanover, New Hampshire, which is right on the Vermont border, right by Norwich, which is where her husband's from. She and her husband started dating as teenagers, so she spent a lot of time in Vermont. And, you know, when they got married, a lot of her family now lives up in Vermont. So Kara was telling me that it was always Vermont. She was always in love with it, always invested in being here. It was just a countdown to when. So she loved her time in Boston, but she was itching to get up here for a while.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Julia Clancy, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about Chef Kara Chigazola-Tobin. Julia, what are the chef's thoughts about the Vermont food culture?
She had a lot of interesting things to say about the Vermont food culture. One thing that I loved was that she said Vermont's like its own country sometimes within the United States. So what she means by that is that people have a longstanding tradition of supporting the people in their communities, being loyal to the people in their communities, wanting to eat from the land that they live on. And that's something that attracted her here in the first place. She also was saying that the word craft, it's something that's thrown around a lot nowadays. You can have craft this and craft that, and it's all very splashy, but Vermonters take craft very seriously. People have invested their time and their livelihoods in taking techniques and styles of doing something and making a product the best they possibly can. So for her, Vermont's a place where you can find the best ice cream, the best loaf of bread, the best distilled spirit, and that sort of craft and technique merged with this Vermont creativity. It's really appealing to her.
She'll be partnering with Allison Gibson to create Honey Road in Burlington. And you see this as something of a culinary supergroup.
Oh, for sure I do. So I met Allison Gibson last year when I met her husband, Paul. So they purchased maybe a quarter acre or three-quarter acre of biodynamic vines that they're growing on Shelburne Farms. And so she's very into wine. She's very into the wine-growing community, good friends with Caleb and Deirdre Barber, who own La Garagista Farm and Winery in Barnard. And she's also the operations manager of Hen of the Wood and Dock Ponds. So she really knows her stuff when it comes to drink, when it comes to front of the house. And Kara, as we discussed previously, is kind of a master chef in my mind. So I was really excited that the two of them are teaming up.
Well, tell us about their plans for this restaurant, Honey Road.
Sure. So Kara will be fronting the back of the house, and Allison will be running front of the house. And it's going to be a really interesting, beautiful spot because it's very community-oriented. So everything is based around shared plates. So you have smaller style plates for passing around the table. You can have larger style plates for sharing, whether you're two people, whether you're 10 people. I like that idea of passing around a table, making eye contact. It really helps break the ice and have a good time. That's something I'm personally attracted to in a restaurant. And the food itself sounds incredible. So she was giving me a little bit of a taste of what it would be. So there's going to be things like pide, which are these large boat-shaped flatbreads that have spiced meats inside and different melted cheeses, a big runny egg yolk in the center, things like sweet potato fries with tahini ranch and feta and slivered onions, tomatoes. Even desserts, she was saying, are going to be meant to be shared, but they're each going to be individual, which I like because often you share dessert anyway and, you know, you get a bite of this, a bite of that, but these are each going to be composed shared desserts meant to be individually enjoyed. So there's going to be things like spiced chocolate-covered almonds with Aleppo pepper. There's going to be things like tahini ice cream sandwiches with sweet Duca cookies. And these are all things that you can enjoy. You can take your own dessert and kind of enjoy it on its own because depending on the amount of people at the table, if you order ice cream sandwiches and there's five of you, five ice cream sandwiches are going to come out, which for me is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
There's also going to be a great bar program fronted by Allison on the drink side, and that's going to be accompanied by bar snacks like fried chickpeas, little stuffed dolma, and I'm pretty excited about that because Kara herself was saying that pairing something like a saffron cocktail with food is very different than pairing beer with a cheeseburger. And in her words, I mean, Vermont has a lot of good beer, a lot of good cheeseburgers. This is going to be something very different.
Julia Clancy is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us on the VPR Cafe.
Thank you for having me.